We had opened the shelter on the 1st of December with the intention to run it for 3 months. Now, clearly, with the weather as it has been, we took the view last week that we should extend it for as long as the cold spell is effective for. And we think that that should lift early next week. So we have called the churches that have been offering to host the shelter, and the volunteers, the drivers, the cooks, all those that have supported the shelter over the 3 month period to see if they could continue for the next few days. We've had an overwhelming response, and so we're in a good place to keep the shelter open right through till next week. So the first thing to say, it's a rolling shelter, so a church each night opens its building for guests to come. The first thing that they would do once they've been welcomed is to have a meal. So after the meal time of recreation, maybe some board games, some reading, and then bed, good night's sleep in a warm place with camp beds and duvets. When they wake up in the morning, they then have breakfast and they help to clear the church hall, load the minibus, and then go off for the day. So the minibus then acts as a means of transporting the bedding and personal equipment and breakfast kit, that sort of thing, from shelter to shelter. And then we also pick up the guests. So the maximum is 20, although we've stretched it to 22, I think, on one occasion. I mean, that tends to be the capacity of the size of the hall that we're using from the churches. So for some churches, that's a bit of a squeeze. And for others, because they've got a big room, people have got a bit more space. But that tends to be the working numbers that we've had. Although we've tried to be flexible at other times when there's been poor weather and we've needed to open up, then we've stretched across the 20. We've not had to turn anyone away because of lack of space this year. Although I think it's fair to say that year on year, we've seen far more people in the shelter this year than we did last year. And I think that's reflective of the homelessness issue that we have within Thanet. It's a holistic approach because we want people to find community. We want people to feel acceptance, to feel loved, and to be signposted to other places where they can get help.